Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. We're here today with Ciri Daly, Today food contributor, creator of the blog Seriously Delicious, which she started to keep track of the recipes that worked for her continuously busy life, and now author of the book Seriously Delicious, 100 Nutritious and Not-So-Nutritious Simple Recipes for the Real Home Cook. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get started, a quick word from one of our Cookster podcast sponsors. Here's something delicious to sink your teeth into. With Smart for Life, a revolutionary weight loss brand, you can change your eating habits for the better with multiple small nutritious meals each day and lose weight in the process. Using high-protein cookies, protein bars, shakes, and soups, thousands of happy customers have reached their weight loss goals with Smart for Life. Use code CLEVER, that's CLEVER, for 10% off. Go to shop.smartforlife.com to redeem your 10% off today. Again, that's promo code CLEVER at shop.smartforlife.com. I love the phrase real home cook, so I wanted to start there. What does that mean to you?
I think that, you know, we're all real home cooks in a sense. For me, it means I am a busy mom. I have three kids, so I try to always keep it real and realistic in my house. I mean, we all can get extremely busy. We can all get in food ruts. We can all have those moments where we're like, can somebody please order a pizza? So a real home cook to me is just someone that is trying to keep, you know, their life balanced, trying to feed their kids simple and healthy meals, you know, just trying to juggle it all.
So you have three young kids, which obviously always presents some interesting opportunities in the kitchen. Do they all like to eat the same things?
No.
Yeah, of course.
No. So I have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and they all have very different palates. My youngest is going through that extremely picky phase. And my oldest is finally at that, you know, age where he's willing to try some things. So I try not to end up as a short order cook every night, and I try to make meals and develop meals that I know that I can at least get something for everyone out of. So it's tricky, but, you know, I think that in the book you'll find a lot of recipes that will feed all of those different palates in your house.
And I like the idea that you seem to have this food philosophy that's really about finding a balance and about not sticking too rigidly to particular rules. And I like that in the subtitle you also have the phrase, and not so nutritious. There are some great desserts in this book. There are some really fun treats. Can you talk about kind of your approach to what's healthy eating and what's moderation and how you sort of bridge those things?
Totally. I'm all about balance. I am not a very good depriver of things. I don't believe that, you know, I think you can maintain a healthy lifestyle and a healthy balance of meals while still indulging every once in a while. And I have a major sweet tooth, and so does my family. So we're all about, you know, even we have treat nights in our house, which I actually talk about in the book, because otherwise, you know, we're going to be eating treats three meals a day. I definitely think that as long as you, you know, you get your fruits and veggies in there and you get your healthy meals, then have a Girl Scout cookie afterwards. And that's definitely my approach, you know, just everything in moderation, including moderation.
What are some of the things that you always keep on hand in the pantry or in the fridge, or some of those go-to last-minute dishes that you know you can always whip up if you've just gotten home and everything is crazy and you have 20 minutes to get dinner together?
Right. Other than chocolate chips. No,
sure.
Just kidding. That has nothing to do with dinner. Definitely, I always have, I would say, some of the, like, five top ingredients. Panko breadcrumbs, a big hunk of Parmesan cheese, frozen veggies, because there's nothing wrong with that, especially when things aren't in season. And then I always seem to have, like, either frozen ground turkey or ground chicken, so I can, like, with even those ingredients, like, whip up a meatball for spaghetti and meatballs.
Before we continue, a word from one of our Cookster podcast sponsors. Looking for a breakfast that's worth skipping the snooze button for? Thomas's is the only breakfast brand that delivers a one-of-a-kind eating experience with its original Nooks and Crannies English muffins. There's nothing quite like that Nooks and Crannies texture, perfectly toasted to give you irresistibly crispy edges with a soft, warm center. Take it from a true fan. The secret to revealing that perfect Nooks and Crannies goodness every time is to gently pull your Thomas's English muffin halves apart. You can also use a fork to split them, just don't use a knife. Next, lightly toast each half and then top them right away with butter. Watch how the butter just pools and melts inside all those amazing little Nooks and Crannies spaces. It's a delicious burst of flavor in every warm, toasty, buttery bite. If you haven't had them already, you have to toast and butter some Thomas's Nooks and Crannies English muffins. They're truly like no other. And now, back to our podcast. How about entertaining? You have this beautiful family, you have a beautiful home, and the book just looks, you know, so tasty, and it just invites you in. So I imagine you do a lot of entertaining. What are some of the things that you keep in mind? What are some of the principles for having people come over and helping it go off without a hitch?
That's a great question. We definitely love to entertain. Carson is always the bartender, my husband. But I think that my biggest tips are to plan ahead, keep it simple. I've had those dinner parties in the past where I try to do way too much, and then I'm so stressed out that I don't even enjoy the night. So I think, you know, like one maybe homemade appetizer, and then like go get some cheese and nuts and keep it simple. Keep your menu simple. And another great tip is to do like customizable meals, like buffet style, like maybe a big taco night or a big potato bar, which I have in the book. Things that your guests can help themselves to, so that you're not sitting there serving everyone and that they can customize and kind of make their plate their own. Just definitely takes the pressure off, and it makes it fun for everyone.
What were some of the cookbooks that inspired you over the years as you started to think about writing a cookbook and what it would look like? What are the cookbooks that you turned to for inspiration?
I think one of the very first ones, and this is an old book, but Amy Sedaris wrote a book called, I think it's called I Like You. And there was something about that book that I just definitely related to, because I think that one of my favorite things about food and recipes are how they all tell a story. And I loved how she had so many just like anecdotes, and it made you laugh. And that was always my goal with a cookbook, is to not just have wonderful, yummy meals, but something that people actually want to read. So that was definitely one of them. I loved Gwyneth Paltrow's books, actually, which is, you know, kind of an interesting inspiration, but because there was something so like soft and beautiful about the way she kind of involved her kids in it. And I also knew that I wanted that to be a big part of my book, very kind of family friendly, a little snapshot into my life. Anything Ina Garten, she's sort of like my hero, because she just makes really simple yet kind of like elevated, elegant meals that you just know are going to be good no matter what. So those are definitely those.
Well, I feel like you've accomplished all of those things in this book.
Oh, thank you.
It's so beautiful. It's so fun to read. And it really does make that sort of simple, easy, but elevated thing come together. So
thank you so much
for sharing it with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Check out the book, Seriously Delicious, 100 Nutritious and Not So Nutritious Simple Recipes for the Real Home Cook. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.